请弟兄姊妹们翻到以弗所书第三章。
Please turn to Book of Ephesians chapter 3.
我们从第十四节开始把第三章念完。
Let's read from verse 14 to the end of chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹们，你光听我们念就可以了。
Brothers and sisters can just listen to us to read.
因此，我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能猜度的，便叫神一切的所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
这几次的聚会里边，神把我们带进以弗所书里头的一点的交通。
Through these gatherings over the past few days, our Lord has brought us into a little bit of understanding for Ephesians.
虽然相当部分的弟兄姊妹们没有全在这里。
Even though the majority of the brothers and sisters were not all here.
但是我们从以弗所书信上的话也能领会了一些神在我们中间所说的话。
Through the words in the Ephesians, we can understand a little bit of what the God's word has been among us.
我们的神的确是借着以弗所书向他教会说出了一个极大的奥秘。
And our Lord truly through the words in Ephesians has spoken about a great mystery.
这是这个奥秘也可以说是一个极大的神的秘密。
And this mystery we can call it the great secret of God.
这个秘密存在神的心里非常非常的长久。
The secret has been in God's heart for a very, very long time.
在创世以前这个心思就在神的心里。
This thought has been in God's heart even before the creation of the world.
神很愿意把这个心思向所有被造之物，特别是向着人来解开。
And God is very willing to open this mystery to all creations, especially men.
但是在被造之物的中间，包括人在内，没有条件能听。
But among all creations, including men, we don't have what it takes to listen to it.
所以神就一直隐藏他那个秘密。
Therefore, God has long hidden this secret.
等到有一天， 因着神的儿子来成就了救赎的工作。
Until one day, through the Son of God, the work of salvation was completed.
神这个秘密就向人打开了。
And this secret of God has been opened to
men. 这是圣灵用着保罗在以弗所书第三章的开头给我们所看见的一个事实。
And this is the truth that the Holy Spirit has shown to us through Paul at the beginning of chapter 3 in Ephesians.
因为这一个解开，整个以弗所书里边的信息就让我们抓得比较清楚，有把握。
Because of this understanding, our understanding for the entire book of Ephesians is more certain.
因为以弗所书告诉我们，神有一个永远的旨意要完成。
Because Ephesians tells us that God has an eternal will that has to be completed.
保罗就是因着这一个神永远的旨意而被召。
And Paul is called because of this eternal will.
受差遣。
To be sent.
而我们这些人也是因着神这个永远的旨意而被选召到他的恩典的里头。
And all of us are also called by the same reason into His grace.
蒙了极大的怜悯。
We have received amazing mercy.
因为神那一个秘密乃是要把我们这些实在罪恶过犯的人挽回到神起初的目的。
Because God's great mystery is to restore those of us who are dying in sin to His original purpose.
而又用着我们来显明他自己的荣耀和丰富。
And also to use us to manifest His own glory and abundance.
他为了成全这样的一件事情。
And in order to fulfill this,
他让他的儿子经历了很不简单的经历。
And because of this, he put his own son through amazing experiences.
从进到死亡到复活升天。
To enter into death, to be resurrected from death.
在神的右手被高举，得到所有的权柄。
And to be lifted up at the right hand side of God to receive all authority.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神不是单单只在他儿子的身上做这样的一件事。
God has not only done this on His Son.
他又把他儿子所经历的也做成在我们这些信的人的身上。
He wants to take what has been fulfilled on His Son and do it on those of us who believe.
一面是叫神的荣耀从我们这些信的人身上有一个开始。
On one hand, it is for His glory to have a beginning on those of us.
一面也叫他荣耀的旨意在实行到结果有了一个起头。
And on the other hand, it is also to provide a beginning for the execution of His glory.
到了最末了，就借着这一群蒙恩的人来把神那荣耀的目的完全的做成。
And then at the end, it is to through those of us to fulfill His glorious will.
那一个时候，万有都要在基督里同归于一。
And then at that time, all things will be gathered into one in Christ.
都在那里承认神的权柄和神的地位。
All being there recognizing God's power and authority.
一面是享用神荣耀的丰富，一面是彰显神的荣耀。
On one hand to use God's authority and on the other hand to manifest His glory.
我们这些在基督里首先蒙恩的人就是为了这一个目的而存留的。
And those of us who have first received grace in Christ, we exist for this reason.
神要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
God wants all things to be gathered into one in Christ.
神也就先在我们这些人的身上，让我们学习在基督里归于一。
And God has allowed us to God has begun with us to learn amongst ourselves.
所以我们蒙拯救的人一个一个的给带进基督里。
Therefore, each one of us believers are one by one brought into Christ.
搬进基督里以后，就不再是你是我是他。
And then after we're brought into Christ, we are no longer you, me, and him.
乃是因着圣灵的浸，叫我们成为一个身体。
It is because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we are gathered into one.
所以我们这些信的人，那一个聚合，乃是给称为基督的身体。
Therefore, the union of those of us who believe is called the body of Christ.
这一个身体就是神的教会。
And this body is church.
基督只有一个身体。
Christ only has one body.
那也就是说教会只有一个。
And that is to say, church, there is only one.
一切来到教会里边的，我们都要都给带到一个功课里。
All those of us who are brought into the church are brought into a lesson.
就我们的眼目和我们的心思只有基督。
So that in our eyes and in our mind, there is only Christ.
我们都不是这样的人。
But of course, we are not such people.
蒙拯救以前固然不是。
Of course, before we were saved, we were not.
就是蒙拯救了以后，也不见得就是。
And even after we are saved, we are still not.
我们是带着许许多多的掺杂，许许多多基督以外的心思，进到基督的身体里。
We bring with us many different things, many things outside of Christ when we come into this body.
但是主要把我们这许许多多的复杂都在基督里慢慢的来带进基督的身体的那一个一的里边。
But God wants to take a mix of all these things that we brought into the body to bring it all into the oneness of Christ.
所以这个基督十字架的工作不单是救我们脱离罪和死的权势。
Therefore, the salvation work on the cross, it is not only to free us from the dominion of death.
也救我们脱离人的自己。
It also frees ourselves. It also frees us from ourselves.
把人中间所有隔断的墙都拆掉。
So that the walls that disconnect us has been destructed.
用着我们来建造他的居所。
So that we can build his dwelling place.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
因为把我们这些原来与神完全无份无关的人带到一个地步，是与圣徒同国。
Because he has brought those of us who had no part with him into a kingdom with his saints.
成为神家里的人。
To be people in his house.
而我们自己本身呢？
And what about ourselves?
也因着被神的建造，
and because of God's edification,
成为神的居所，
we become God's dwelling.
我们感谢赞美我们的主，
we praise and thank our Lord.
这是我们过去所交通的一个大概。
This is a summary of all that we have had.
神在这样的一件事上面给我们看见。
On this matter, God has shown us.
他该做的他全都做好了。
He has done all that he should do.
他不是等到将来才做。
He is not waiting into the future.
他该做的部分他全都已经做过了。
The parts that he is supposed to do, he has already done.
如今他把他所做过的来显明在我们这些人的身上。
Today, he is showing to us what he has done.
而让我们成为神自己的荣耀、丰富、权柄和能力的表达。
So that we become the manifestation of His glory, His power, and His authority.
一面我们认识了神已经做了这样的事。
On one hand, we recognize what God has already done.
另一面我们转眼来看地上的教会。
On the other hand, we turn to see the churches in this world.
我们就觉得有许许多多的失望。
And then we see many disappointments.
因为神的设计是那样的荣耀丰富。
Because God's design is so glorious and abundant.
而地上的教会离开神的这一个心思却是那么的远。
And the churches of this world is so far from God's.
能发表出神的荣耀和丰富，又是那样的贫乏。
And we so poorly manifest God's glory.
那我们在神的面前，是不是只是活在一个幻想的？神的旨意里呢?
Therefore, before God, are we living in an imagined will of God?
那就是说，神的旨意虽然是那样的明显，但是这个旨意是永远不可能实现的。
That is to say, even though God's will is so clear, it can never be accomplished.
这是许多神的儿女们没有爱主以前所不会去想的。
This is a question that children of God will not think about before they were saved.
那等到爱了会给受洗引爱主了，那想起来的时候也心里伤痛的。
But after you're baptized and when you think about this in your heart, you feel heart pain.
啊，会有给这个感觉，啊，神的这个心意那样的美丽，那样的宝贝，那样的荣耀，可惜的。是永远不能实现。
There is a thought that God's will is so beautiful, so eternal, so glorious, yet it can never be accomplished.
因为我们都是那样的愚昧，那样的缺陷，那样的贫乏。
Because we are so poor and imperfect.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
神宣告了他要做的工。
God has already proclaimed his work.
他自己就在那里暗暗的成就他所做的工。
And in secret, he is accomplishing his work.
神就一点一滴的在那里来成全他所要做的。
And then little by little, God is accomplishing what he wants to be done.
开始的那一次交通我就说过了，整本的以弗所书我们没有条件在几次的聚会里头全包括上来。
The first time we gathered, I mentioned that in the few times that we gathered together, we cannot understand the entire book of Ephesians.
但是我总是仰望主的怜悯，能把以弗所那个主要的那几个点先点给弟兄姊妹们来留意。
But I look to God's mercy to be able to point out the few main points in the book of Ephesians.
然后让圣灵亲自教导我们去进入神那宝贝的心意。
And then to ask the Holy Spirit to bring us to personally bring us into the precious heart of God.
我们提过啊，在以弗所书里边有两次的祷告。
We mentioned that there are two places in Ephesians that mention prayers.
头一个祷告乃是神借着保罗在圣灵的感动里把神那永远的旨意的成就的方法或者是途径来向我们宣告。
The first time it is God using Paul to show us the way or the method of accomplishment of his eternal will.
让我们看见神要把我们带到一个什么样的荣耀的实际的里头。
To show us what kind of, how he will bring us into the reality of his will.
如果我们能体会头一个祷告，
If we can understand the first prayer,
我们就知道神如今在我们身上所做的是什么的一回事。
And then we will know what is it that God is doing on us.
但是如果只是知道神要在我们身上做的是怎么一回事。
But if we only understand what God wants to do on us.
如果就是停留在这个点上。
And then if we stay put at this point.
那神这个宣告对我们来说仍然是一个空想。
And then God's proclamation for us is still empty.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
因为他所定规的要做的工，他定规负责去把它做成。
Because what the work that he has himself set, he will accomplish.
我们一再的提过。
We continuously.
神的工作只有神自己才能做。
God's work can only be accomplished by God.
神的旨意只有神自己才能去成全。
God's will can only be fulfilled by God.
人不能在神的旨意上加添什么。
Men cannot add anything to God's will.
人也不可能在神的旨意的做成上出一点什么的主意和出一点什么的力气。
And men cannot add any idea or add put any effort or be able to add anything to the accomplishment of God's will.
这一切都是神自己在那里维持着，也管理着，也做成。
And all of these things God Himself maintains and He Himself accomplishes.
所以我们今天读到第三章的时候。
Therefore, when we read chapter 3,
我们就看到圣灵感动保罗又做了一个祷告。
Here we see the Holy Spirit has again moved Paul for another prayer.
那是为着教会的第二个祷告。
That is the second prayer for church.
我想请弟兄姊妹们留意。
I want to ask brothers and sisters to pay attention.
祷告出来的是保罗。
The one who is praying is Paul.
推动保罗这样祷告的是圣灵。
The one who is motivating to Paul, for Paul to pray in such a way.
让圣灵把这个意思放在保罗的心思里的是神的自己。
It is God Himself that has asked the Holy Spirit to put these thoughts in Paul.
那因此我们读这两个祷告的时候，我们不是只是看见保罗的思想在活动。
Therefore, when we read these two prayers, we are not only seeing Paul's thoughts.
我们是看见神在保罗的身上所有的引导和照明。
We are also seeing all of God's guidance and enlightenment on Paul.
而保罗是把神的心思祷告了出来。
Paul is expressing through prayer God's thoughts.
在头一个祷告里头，弟兄姊妹，你看见一件事情，神要让教会成为神自己的充满。
In the first prayer, you see that God Himself wants church to be the one who fills His body.
教会是这样的残缺。
Church is so imperfect.
怎么可能成为神荣耀丰富的充满呢？
Then how can it fill God's glory and abundance?
有这个可能吗？
Is that possible?
在人是没有。
With men it is impossible.
但是在神那里没有难成的事。
But with God there is nothing that cannot be done.
所以第二个祷告里面，就是第三章里面的祷告，就回应了头一个祷告。
Therefore, the second prayer in chapter 3 responds to the first prayer.
我们轻轻提过。
We have mentioned before.
在第一个祷告的里面是说出神要做什么。
In the first prayer, it talks about what God wants to do.
那现在我们看到第二个祷告的时候呢？
Now we see in the second prayer.
你就看到神在那里再说。
You see, God is speaking again.
神要怎么来做成他所宣告的？
How will God accomplish what
He has proclaimed?
We thank and praise our God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看到第二个祷告的时候，
Therefore, when we see the second prayer,
一开头神的话就这样提醒我们。
At the beginning, God's words remind us.
保罗在神面前屈膝。
That Paul is bowing before God.
向神有所求。
To ask of something from God.
求什么呢？
What is he asking?
求神按照他自己的旨意来做成他所要做的在我们的中间。
To ask God to accomplish what he will among us according to his own will.
他说求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So therefore, he is asking God to, according to his spirit, to strengthen the spirit that is in you.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，神的工作从哪里开始呢？
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Where does God's work begin?
我们在头一章一开始保罗蒙召的事上已经提过了。
We have already mentioned it at the beginning of the book when Paul was called.
神一切的工作是从他自己的旨意那里开始。
God's work all began with His own will.
那现在保罗祷告的时候，又回到神的那个旨意的里边去。
And now Paul prays again, returning into God's will.
神的旨意就是根据神自己的心思。
God's will is according to his own mind.
所以保罗说求他按照他丰盛的荣耀。
Therefore, Paul says, according to the riches of his glory.
根据什么呢？
According to what?
根据神自己那丰盛的荣耀。
According to the riches of his glory.
然后把自己和神那丰盛的荣耀的心思，借着圣灵的工作来进到我们的里边。
That to take the riches of his glory through the Holy Spirit to bring it into us.
运行在我们的里边。
And to move within us.
这也是回应了保罗头一个祷告，求神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
It also responds to Paul's first prayer that asks God to give us the Holy Spirit of revelation.
当圣灵把神的这个心思放在我们里边的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit puts God's will in our hearts,
照明在我们里边的时候。
When it shines light in us,
就引出一个结果来。
Then it brings out a result.
那个结果就是我们里面的人刚强起来。
And that is our inner self has been strengthened.
我们在中文圣经是这样的翻译。
The Chinese scripture translates.
他说叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
It says that to strengthen what is within you, the inner man.
这个从那个实际的那个表现的意思翻出来。
That is the literal translation.
是把那个意思翻出来 not literally.
It translates that meaning.
但是回到那个文字原来的事上面呢？
But if you return to the original word,
那就是叫你们里面的那个人刚强起来。
That is to strengthen the inner man within you.
和里面的人刚强起来了。
When the inner man is strengthened,
那带出的那个表现就是人家觉得你里面有一个力量，那个力量是很刚强的。
And what it brings out is that others see that there is a power within you, and that power has strength.
所以从结果上，我们中文圣经是这样翻。
Therefore, as a result, the Chinese translation.
由原来的文字上来看，那是说到我们里面的那个人。强壮起来。
And in the, if you go to the original words, then what it means is that the inner man has been strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意一件事。
If brothers and sisters,
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
when we are saved by grace,
主的生命在我们里边。
God's life is.
我们说我们有了主的生命。
We say that we have the Lord's life.
因为我们重生了。
Because we are reborn.
但是弟兄姊妹，你必须要记住。
But brothers and sisters, you must
remember, 那个生命是主的生命。
That is the life of the
Lord. 但是那个生命的程度在我们里面是非常的幼嫩的。
But the degree of that life in us is
是很幼小的。
It is very small.
就像我们弟兄姊妹们当中，你才做父母的时候，那个婴孩长下来，他是一个人。
So among the parents, you will know that when your baby is born, that he is a man.
但是就是个很软弱的人。
But he is a very weak man.
什么事情都需要父母在那里给他照顾。
They need parents caring for all things.
吃要父母来照顾。
In eating, they need parents.
换尿布的当然也是父母来照顾了。
And the parents need to care for children.
他们自己不会照顾自己。
They do not know how to care for
themselves. 要是要换尿布，没要换，他就只会哭。
If the diaper has not been changed and all they
can do is cry. 但是你不能说你只会哭，你不是人。
But you cannot say that because you can only cry, you're not.
他人还是人。
He is a man.
不过是一个幼小的人。
But he is an infant.
是一个软弱的人。
He is a weak man.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But praise and thank our Lord.
生命是要长大的。
Life has to grow.
那所以当我们重生了，主的生命在我们里面。
So when we are reborn, the life of the Lord.
我们的主要叫那一个主的生命在我们里头慢慢的长起来。
So our Lord wants that life in us to grow up.
要让他长大成人。
To grow up to be a man.
那因此就在我们的经历上面就有这样的一个感觉。
So therefore, in our experience, we have such.
有时候我们说我们很软弱。
Sometimes we say we are.
我们灵里面很灰暗呢、啊。
We are so dark.
我们灵里头很低沉呢、啊。
We are at a low point.
而有些时候你说，哎呀，我里面很喜乐啊。
Sometimes we say we have joy inside.
我里面很高昂啊。
I am uplifted inside.
弟兄姊妹，你说那个高昂也好，低沉也好。
Whether you say you are uplifted,
这是我们里面的那个光景。
That is the state in inner.
里面的什么光景呢
？What kind of inner?
里面的那个生命的光景。
It is the state of our inner man.
那也就是在我们里面的做我们生命的基督的成分的所显明出来的那种光景。
And it is the state that is reflected, that reflects the content of Christ in us.
就是我们属灵的经历上面来说。
And even in our spiritual life.
我们从前是活在我们自己的生命里。
We used to live in our own life.
我们得救了以后。
After we're saved by
Christ. 主的生命在我们里面也起了一个指导和引导的功用。
The life of The Lord in us has a function of
instruction. 那就我们不再活在自己的里头。
So we no longer live in ourselves.
那当然，这个是有程度上的那一个变化的。
Of course, there is a change in degree.
但是弟兄姊妹都感觉。
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们在神面前活得正常的
，If we have a normal life before God,
那主的生命在我们里面是越过越显出他的那一个管理的功能的。
Then the life of the Lord in us should more and more show its function to manage us.
我们越来越觉得，我现在这个人跟我从前的那个人好像是有点不一，完全一样的。
And we should feel more and more that the ourselves before and after are different.
别人看我们就更觉得你好像不是我从前所认识的你。
And when others look at us, they would feel even more so that you are not the old self that you're not the old person I used to know.
怎么你会有这个转变呢？
How can you have
怎么你会变成这个样子？
How can it be such a way?
当然感谢神，那是变好，不是变坏。
But we thank the Lord, it is a change for good.
人他是不大可能领会这个事的。
It is difficult for men to understand.
因为人中间，起码我们中国人有这样一句话。
At least among the Chinese people, there is.
轻山易改。本性难移。
That it is easier to move a mountain than to change your personality.
但是在你身上确实给人看见你的本性也在那里有点移动了。
But it is true that on you, others see that your personality has also changed.
你说这是怎么回事？
You say, how can that be?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
是因为我们里面多了一个人。
It is because there is an additional
man. 那个就是主自己的生命。
And that is the life of Lord
Himself. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神开始在我们身上做工的时候
，When God began to work on,
就是做工在我们里边的人
，It is to work on the.
他让我们里面的人慢慢的长起来
，He helps the inner man to grow.
慢慢的有力气起来
，To be strengthened.
我随便举个例子
，I'll give you a simple.
很多人觉得基督徒，戒烟呢、啊、是，我该这样说吧，好多人没信主以前。他晓得赌博也好，那个抽烟也好，那这些事都虽然可以说是小问题。
Before you are saved, people would gamble and smoke, and they would think these are little small problems.
但是这些小问题却在就把你绑得死死的。
But these small problems bound you.
你不要说我你有150-160磅，或是甚至200磅重了。
Whether you are 150 or 200 pounds,
你告诉我那一根香烟有多重啊
？You tell me how heavy is that one cigarette?
1-2 ounces.
It's 1 or 2 ounces.
但是1-2 ounces就把你整个人绑死了。
But that 1 or 2 ounces bound you tightly.
你说那个马车牌有多重啊？
你to say how heavy is that sparrow?
那也不过是1-2 ounces而已。
The sparrow is only 1 or 2 ounces.
但是在1-2 ounces就把你这个200磅的人都捆得死死的。那个呢？那个打麻将的那个。
Oh my God! I'm sorry. the when you're playing mahjong, the cards, they're only 1 or 2 ounces, but those 1 or 2 ounces can bound you tightly.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？我们这个人是好像是很有力、很有把握，但是我们却是脆弱的很。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that we feel we are so certain of ourselves as men, yet we are so weak?
完全的给撒旦的权势在那里调度和摆布。
We are moved, we are controlled by Satan.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他的灵在我们里面做工。
His spirit is working within us.
叫我们这个里面的人刚强起来。
To strengthen the inner man in us.
当刚强起来的时候，
When that inner man is strengthened,
那些与神的性情不符相符合的事物，
Those things that are not according to God's
attitude, 就慢慢的一点一滴的从我们身上给顶出来，也丢掉了。
And then little by little, these things are pushed out of us and casted away.
我们里面的人就刚强起来。
And then the inner man is strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么会爱主的呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can you love God?
我们回头来看，我们也觉得稀奇。
When we turn back to look, we also find it amazing.
起初信主的时候。
At the beginning, when you love the Lord.
那当然，给主的爱来冲击一下，我们觉得主真的可爱。
When you are attacked, when you are hit by the love of God, you will return that love.
但是慢慢你受罪的那个喜乐暗淡了一点的时候 ，forgiveness， 这是对吧 ？happiness of forgiveness
So, but later, when the happiness of that forgiveness has dimmed a little bit,
哎呀，你就觉得信主跟不信主，也好像差的不是太多。
And then you will feel that believing and not believing in the Lord is not that different.
从前不信主的时候，礼拜天我们就去逛我们的地方。
Before you believed in the Lord, on Sunday you can go wherever you want.
但现在信了主，现在那礼拜天就来教会里边聚会。
And then after you believe on Sundays, you will come to church to gather.
说的糟糕一点，就是到教堂里边去坐一坐。
And to put it in a bad way, you're just going, you just go to church to sit for a little bit.
我们都经过这个阶段。
We've all gone through that.
先是靠受主吸引。
At first, you're attracted by
the Lord. 慢慢的就在那里应付主。
And then you're just putting him off.
然后呢？不知道怎么样。
And then, without knowing what happened,
又从信父主那里头就觉得受主吸引来追求认识主。
And then, from putting him off, you are returned to the state of being attracted and pursuing him.
乐意更多的去靠近主。
Being willing to be closer to him.
为什么你看到这样的事情？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
在我们每一个人身上，多或多或少是这样经过的。
On each one of us, more or less, we go through that.
那怎么会是这样呢？
How can that be?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那是神自己在那里做工。
That is God Himself working.
我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that our inner man is strengthened.
去认识。
To know.
认识什么呢？
To know what.
你留意到那里怎么说的？
Pay attention to what it says.
叫我们心里的力量刚强起来啊，就让我们认的爱心有根有基。
So that the inner man is strengthened, so that faith is rooted and grounded in love.
然后就明白了基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And then to understand.How the love of God, what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
什么时候我们给带到这个地步？
Whenever we are brought to this point,
我们就有一个那样的光景。
Then we have such a state.
我们非要爱主不可。
We can do nothing
but to love God. 我们非要拣选主不可。
We can do nothing but to choose
God. 因为我们觉得我们只能这样做，才能叫自己喜乐，也让神的心满足。
Because we can only do this to please ourselves and to satisfy God.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
怎么可以有这个转变？
How can you have this change?
如果没有那一个转变，根本不可能到给带到这个地步。
Without that change, you will not be brought to this point.
那个转变的关键在哪里呢？
What is the turning point?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and
thank God. 你看到这是神自己的工作。
You see, that is God doing His
work. 而保罗的祷告是这样。
And Paul's prayer is
this. 求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man.
那是神自己主动的在那里做工。
That is God Himself proactively
在我们里面这样的做工。
To work in us in such a way.
就慢慢的叫我们里面的人长大起来。
So that slowly the inner man can grow up.
那长大起来就带出一个什么结果呢？
And then after you grow up, what results does it bring?Pay attention.
头一个显出来在我们身上的那个神的灵做工的结果
The first result of the work of the Holy Spirit on us
乃是使基督因信住在你们心里
It is that Christ may dwell in your heart
这个是头一件
That is the first
然后就才带进使你们的爱心有根有基
And then it is that you being rooted and grounded in love
如果没有基督没有基督因信住在你们里面
So without Christ dwelling in your heart
你就不可能有爱的有那个有根基的那个爱心显出来
Then you cannot be rooted and grounded in love
你就更不能再往下去进到更深的一步
And then you cannot go into the deeper
去明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深
To understand what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of God
过去很多弟兄们来读这段话的时候总是把那个注意力放在基督的爱是何等长阔高深的这个点上。
Before, when brothers and sisters read this, the emphasis is always on what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of Christ.
当然这个点是很重要，因为是结果。
Of course, this point is very important because it is the result.
弟兄姊妹没有前面的那个开花，你怎么能结果呢？
Without the flowers blooming at the beginning, how can you have the fruits at the end?
如果你没有前面的那个发芽长成，你怎么你会开出花来呢？
Without the budding at the beginning, how would you have your flowers
bloom? 所以当我们注意到那个神的爱是何等长阔高深的时候，我们要回到起点那里。
Therefore, when we pay attention to what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of God,
我们怎么会给带到这个地步呢？
We must return to the beginning. How were we brought here?
因为神的灵在我们里面做一个工作。
Because the Holy Spirit of God is doing
a work. 叫基督因信住在我们里边。
That because of faith, Christ may dwell in our hearts.
然后就带出底下的一步一步的那个结果来。
And then it brings out the results step by step.
问题来了。
So the problem is.
弟兄姊妹们，这是的确是一个问题。
And this is really a problem.
这里弟兄姊妹，你记得保罗为着教会来祷告。
So here, remember, Paul is praying for the church.
那教会都是蒙恩得救的人。
And church is made up of those people.
没有主生命的人，他可以参加到教会的聚会的活动里。
Those who have not believed, they can join the activities of the church.
但是他们却不在教会里。
But they are not in the church.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这一点是大家都能领会的。
I think this is a point that everyone can understand.
你可以在教会的各种各样的活动里。
You can be in all these activities.
但是人却不是在教会里。
But you as a person is not in.
因为主的生命不在这个人的里头。
Because the life of the Lord is not in us.
这个人就不可能成为教会里头的一个组成。
And therefore, that person cannot become a part of the church.
当教会在那里有聚会的时候，他可以也坐在那个聚会里。
But when church has a gathering, that person can also come.
当教会在那里有交通的时候，他也可以在那个交通的聚会里。
And when church has fellowship, he can also join that meeting of fellowship.
但是他却不是在教会里。
But he himself is not a part
of the church. 如果说教会又有什么郊游，那他也可以在那个旅行的那个 这个活动的里边。
If a church is organizing a certain trip, he can also journey and join that trip.
但是他却不是在教会里。
But he is not a part of
the church. 我想这个这一点点弟兄姊妹们是会体会的。
I think this is the point that you can understand.
但是现在问题就来了。
But here comes the problem.
保罗是为着教会祷告。
Paul is praying for the church.
保罗是为着神的儿女祷告。
Paul is praying for the children of God.
保罗的祷告是说。
And Paul's prayer is.
神丰盛的荣耀的那一个事实催动了圣灵在那里做工。
That the riches of God's glory is urging the Holy Spirit to do the work.
做工在神儿女们里面的时候，就让我们的主住在神儿女们的里头。
And when the Holy Spirit does the work within our hearts, then the Son of God lives in our hearts.
用这个这是不是有点矛盾？
Brothers and sisters, is this contradictory?
是不是有点智商不相调和？
Is it not in harmony with each other?
如果他们没有主的生命，
If they are without the life of the Lord,
圣灵怎么可能在他们里面做一个工作，叫他们里面的人刚强起来？
How can the Holy Spirit do the work within them to strengthen the inner man?
如果他们已经有了主的生命，
If they already have the life of the
Lord, 那主就应该住在他们里头。
And then the Lord should be dwelling in them.
怎么现在保罗在祷告里面是提到，你先要有一段的特别的经历，你然后才会神的儿子住在你里面。
And then why is it that Paul is praying that you must have some special experiences before the Son of God can live in you?
弟兄姊妹，我不提起来，你大概一点都不会感觉这里也给你带来一点的困扰。
But brothers and sisters, if I don't mention this, you will never feel that this is troubling you.
但是你提出来，你说的确是有点困扰。
But once I bring it out, then you may think this truly.
你说王弟兄，你最好不提，你不提我们没有困扰。
And then you say, Brother Wang, you shouldn't mention it because if you don't, then we don't have any trouble.
现在我们没有困扰，你确实把我们带到困扰里面去了。
And now before we didn't have any trouble, but you brought us into this trouble.
弟兄姊妹们，这个困扰你一定要弄清楚。
This troubling, brothers and sisters, you must.
你今天不弄清楚，等到有一天你还是要面对着它。
If you don't understand this today, further down the road, one day you will still have to face it.
那当然，当你发觉这里有困扰的时候。
When you find that this is troubling,
你就知道这里有些话并不是我们意想里面所想当然的。
When you read these words, you will find that it is not the assumptions we had in our mind.
不错。
Right.
主救恩的应许是这样说。
The promise of God is that
我们一信主，主就借着圣灵的重生住在我们里边。
Once we believe, God through the rebirth.Through being reborn will dwell in us.
但是这里弟兄姊妹你要留意。
But here you must pay attention.
他不是说主在不在你里面。
It is not saying whether or not the Lord is dwelling in you.
因为既然是为着弟兄们的祷告，弟兄们里面当然是有主。
Because if this prayer is for brothers and sisters, then of course the Holy Spirit is.
这个是无可疑惑的。
That is without a doubt.
如果他里面没有主的话，他根本就不是弟兄。
If he does not have the Lord in him, then he is not a brother.
那既然他里面已经有了主。
If he already has the Lord in him.
怎么在这里又说？
Then how come this
is again? 你必须做一些事情，那我们的主才住在你里边呢。
You must do certain things before our Lord will dwell in you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and
sisters. 你留意主的灵带着保罗怎么说话。
Pay attention to how the Holy Spirit guides Paul to speak.
这里。你看见的，他不是说神的儿子住在你的心里。
Here it does not say the Son of God dwelling in you.
他也不是说主耶稣住在你心里。
And it does not say Lord Jesus dwelling in you.
他乃是说基督因着你们的信而住在你们里面。
It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是怎么回事？
What happened?
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
你有看到这里所说的，基督在你，神的儿子是在你里面，没有难处。
The Son of God is in you. That is not the problem.
但是神的儿子在你里面是什么样的一个身份？
But what kind of status does the Son of God has in your heart?
是一个客人。
Is he a guest?
是一个朋友。
Is he a friend?
是一个你的奴仆。
Is he your slave?
或者说是你的幸福的那个仓库。
Or is he the storage house for your happiness?
不管是怎么样。
No matter what it is.
弟兄姊妹们，你要注意的。
Brothers and sisters, what you should pay attention.
如果说我们说主就是不住的向我施恩的，那我们是可以把主当作我们那个恩典的仓库。
That we think that God continuously gives us blessings and that we think of Him as a storage house for all of our blessings.
我欠缺什么就到主那里要。
Whatever I lack, I will go before God to ask.
我想要什么我就到主那里要。
Whatever I want, I go before the Lord to ask.
或者他只是你所接待的一个朋友。
Or if he is just a guest, a friend you welcome into.
你对主来说你仍然是主人。
To the Lord, you are still the head of the house.
糟糕一点的，他是朋友，但是同时也是你的奴仆。
And then maybe he is your friend and also your slave.
你什么需要就告诉主，主若给我完成这个事。
And then whatever you have a need, you just say to the Lord.
或者说主啊，你来替我打开那些困扰。
Or you say to the Lord, open up these problems or solve these problems for me.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他非常乐意服侍我们。
He is more than willing to serve us.
他服侍我们到一个地步，连他的命都舍掉了。你说他还有什么不甘心来服侍我们的？
He serves us to a point that he gave up his life. What else will he not do for us?
但是不现在不是说到主给我们的怜悯。
But here we're not talking about the mercy.
是说到在神那永远的旨意里面。这一位神的儿子在我们这些人的身上究竟他的地位是什么？
It talks about in the eternal will of God, what is the status of the Son of God in us?
说你留意到这里的话是说是基督因信住在你们里面。
So you pay attention, you will see here it says that it is Christ dwelling in
us. 所以那个关键是在基督这两个字。
So the main point is on Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫做基督？
Do you know what is Christ?
我们下意识的说，基督就是主嘛。
And subconsciously we say Christ.
主就是基督嘛。
And the Lord is Christ.
主的名字叫做耶稣嘛。
And the Lord's name is called.
所以他也叫做耶稣基督嘛。
And he is also called Jesus Christ.
所以基督就是耶稣，耶稣就是主，主也就是基督。
And therefore Jesus is Christ, and Christ is the Lord, and the Lord is Jesus.
如果你说基督住在我们里面，跟说主住在我们里面是一件事情。
So if you say that Christ living in us and the Lord living in us is the same thing.
弟兄姊妹们，如果当圣灵把那个实际的意思上我们打开，你会发觉完全是两回事。
When the Holy Spirit opens up the true meaning to us, you will see that these are totally different.
主住在我们里面是他做我们的生命。
The Lord living in us is Him being our life.
这是接受神儿子做生命的问题。
That is the issue of accepting the Son of God.
如果说基督在我住在我们里面，
if we say that Christ is dwelling in us,
你就必须需要明白什么叫做基督。
Then you must first understand what is Christ.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
基督乃是旧约的那一个称。身为弥赛亚的这一个同义词。
Christ is a synonym in what is called the Messiah in the Old Testament.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does that word mean?
那就是受膏者。
And that is the anointed one.
神所膏立的那一位。
The one who God has anointed.
那神膏立什么人呢？
Who has, what kind of person does
God
anoint?
神膏立谁呢？
Who does God anoint?
高利那个人干什么呢？
To anoint that person for what?
那我们看到在旧约的时候，神用着高利的这一个动作来显明一个事实。
We see in the Old Testament that God uses the act of anointing to show a truth.
乃是神特别选召一些人，用膏膏他，膏他来干什么呢？来代表神。
God has chosen certain people to anoint them, to anoint them to represent God.
所以说到那个受膏的，就有三个不同的那个职事在那里。
So when we say someone is anointed, he has three different duties.
Or ministry.
Ministry.
那这个是三个什么样的那个职事呢？
What kind of three ministries?
一个就是先知。
And one is the prophet.
替神说话的。
To speak for God.
说神的话的。
To speak God's word.
他们说出来的话就是神所要向人说的。
What they speak are the words that God wants
to speak. 一个是祭司。
And the other is priest.
而这个祭司是把人领到神面前去的。
Priest is someone who brings.
或者是把神放到人带到人的跟前来的。
Or to say someone who brings God in front of people.
你没有这个祭司，你就没办法看见神的。
Without the priest, you cannot see God.
你没有这个祭司，神的恩惠怜悯也没办法临到人的。
And without this priest, God's blessings and mercies cannot befall unto men.
另外一个职事就是君王。
And then the third one is to be the king.
是当在旧约提到那个受膏者的时候。
In the Old Testament, when it
talks about the anointed one, 就是指着这三个功能来说的。
It talks about these three functions.
当然在旧约的时候。
Of course, in the Old Testament.
没有一个人具备三样的功能在同一个人的身上。
No one had all three ministries upon himself.
都分散在神所拣选的一些人的身上。
It is spread out through the people God.
你做了祭司，你就不可能做先，你就不，你有可能做先知。
If you are a priest, you may still possibly be a prophet.
但是你绝对不能做君王。
But you will not be able to be a king.
你做君王的，你也可以做先知。
If you are a king, you may also be a prophet.
但是你绝对不能做，同时也做祭司。
But at the same time, you cannot be a priest.
在旧约的日子里头，没有这三个职事同在一个人的身上的。
In the days of the Old Testament, the three ministries have never been on one person.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
旧约里头的这些职事。
The knowledge from the Old Testament.
他们都是带着一个预表的那个功能，在当时的日子。
It has the function of foreshadowing in those.
要表明有一天神的那个真正的受膏者出来的时候。
To show that one day when the true anointing one is to come.
这三个职事的功能都在他一个人的身上来表达出来的。
And then these three ministries will all be shown on this one person.
那这个是谁呢？
And who is this?
神的儿子。
And that is the Son of God.
所以我们说的神的儿子。他是神所立的基督。
So we say the Son of God is the Christ God has established.
也就是说，他是神所立的那个受膏者。
He is the anointed one who God has.
在这一个神所立的受膏者的身上。
On this person, on this anointed.
在这一个给称为基督的神的儿子的身上。
On this person, Christ, who is the Son of
God. 他是祭司。
He is priest.
他是先知。
He is prophet.
他也是君王。
And he is also the king.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到我们的主给称为基督的时候。
When you see our Lord is being called the Christ.
他在三种知识的里边已经把两种的知识完全的做成了。
He has already accomplished two out of the three ministries.
祭司他已经做成了。
Priest, he has already accomplished.
因为他把自己献给神作为祭。
Because he has offered himself to God as a sacrifice.
同时他所做的是他自己献上他自己。
And then at the same time, he himself offered up.
祭物是他。
The sacrifice is him.
但是祭司也是他。
The priest is also him.
那所以当他在十字架上给钉的时候，这一个职事已经完成了。
Therefore, when he was crucified on the cross, that ministry is already complete.
作为先知，
as a prophet,
他把神的事向我们完全的说明了。
He has fully explained to us things matters of God.
神在我们身上过去是如何来做事。
How God has done work on us before.
现在怎么做事？
How he is now working.
以后的日子到了，这神怎么做事，把我们带进结局？
And how in the future will God work to bring us into the end?
我们的主也向我们说得完完全全、清清楚楚的。
And our Lord has already fully and clearly explain those things to you.
所以祭司的职事做成了，先知的职事也做成了。
Therefore, he has accomplished the ministry of a priest, and he has also accomplished the ministry of a prophet.
现在只缺一样还在进行中。
And there is only one thing left that is still in the happening.
那就是君王。
And that is being a king.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那因此，当我们在这里看到神说叫基督因你们的信住在你们里面的时候，你就知道是什么意思了。
So now you will understand what it means to say Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
主已经完成了职事，那就他的功能就停止了。
When the Lord has accomplished the ministries, then those functions have stopped.
你不能要求主在钉十字架。
You cannot ask the Lord to be crucified again.
你也不能盼望在神已经说过的话的以外，还有一些新奇的道理跑出来的。
And you cannot hope that there are any new theories coming out of that's outside of what the Lord has already said.
现在很多人喜欢制造一些新道理。
Today, many people like to come up with new.
如果他真看见主先知的知识已经完成了，你就知道那个结果是何等的愚昧。
Then if you know that the ministry of the prophet has already been accomplished, then you will see how foolish it is.
但感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
是他已经完成的知识，他就让我们去享用他所做成的。
The ministry that he has already accomplished, then he wants us to enjoy what is done.
他还没有完成的那个知识，他就在我们身上继续来显明这个知识的功用。
The ministry that he has not accomplished, then he will continue to show through us the function of that ministry.
用了现在我们懂了。
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫做基督因信住在我们里面？
What does it mean to say Christ may dwell in your heart?
乃是我们因着信而毫无保留的让我们的主在我住在我们里面去做王。
That is through faith, without holding anything back, we will invite the Lord to into our hearts to be our king.
当做我们的完全的管理。
To be the one who has full authority.
以做我们完全的供应。
And to be our full provisioning.
啊，这是我们在神的面前所要看到的。
And that is what we need to see.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们并没有一个人完全的给带到这样的一个地步。神的儿子在我们里面完全的作王。
Brothers and sisters, there's no one among us who has been brought to this state where the Son of God is fully the king in us.
而我们完全承认，我们完全是依据这一位神的儿子来决定我们的生活的态度、生活的内容和生活的目的。
And we fully recognize that it is through the Son of God that who decides the attitude and the content of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常严肃的一件事。
This is a very serious matter.
许多的时候，你说为什么教会里边那么许多的纷争？
You say, many times you say, how can there be so many disputes in church?
称为基督的身体应当是平平和和的，与做头的基督有很和谐的那个连结的。
To be called the body of Christ, there should be harmony to be connected with the head of the church who is Christ.
但是为什么里面有这么许多的复复杂杂的东西呢？
Then how can there be so many complicated things in it?
弟兄姊妹，复杂是人本身的复杂。
Brothers and sisters, complexity is because men.
如果我们真的让基督在那里做一切的话，
If we allow Christ to be all,
就没有我们人的复杂可以显出来的余地。
Then there is no room for men's complexity to be shown.
而现在我们许多人的复杂能显出来。
But now the complexity of men can be shown.
那就是说出我们的主在教会里并不真的完全的作王。
That means that our Lord is not fully the king in our church.
在我们个人身上也没有完全的做王。
And in our personal lives, he is also not.
所以才有那许许多多的复杂。
And therefore, there are so many complexities.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他给我们指出了那一个神完成他旨意的那一个路。
He has shown us the path through which the Lord will accomplish His will.
这一个路必须是显明在基督因信住在我们里面做基础。
This path is based on the foundation that Christ is dwelling in our hearts through faith.
神的儿女个人也好，在整个团体来看也好。
Whether it's from the view of the children
of God or the whole
fellowship, we are all focused on Christ. We're all paying attention to
Christ.
We are all learning to follow Christ.
不管我有一个意念是怎么的合理，怎么的好。
No matter how reasonable or how good are my
thoughts, 如果这一个意念和主的心意不能调和在一起,
if this thought cannot be harmonized with God's
thought, 或者只能局部的调和, 不是完全的融合,
or it can only be partially harmonized but not united into one,
这些东西还是在我们身上要把它清理,
then all these things still need to be cleansed on us.
又让主在我们里面得到一个地位，是完全的在那里可以显出君王的权柄。
So that the Lord has a status in us that fully manifests the authority of a king.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要说现在是民主时代，那在神的身在基督的身体里也是在那里高那个推崇那个民主的思想。
Brothers and sisters, don't say that today is an age of democracy, therefore you also promote democracy in the body of Christ.
你要推崇民主思想，就跑到民众的当中去。
If you want to promote democracy, then you go among the people.
当你到教会里面来的时候，你必须要看见只有基督是头。
When you come to church, then you must see that only Christ is the head.
除了基督以外，没有一个人可以代表基督做头。
Outside of Christ, there is not a single man who can be the head.
只要人一出头，
as long as a man is the head,
教会非乱不可。
And the church will be thrown into confusion.
教会非一定会落到各种各样的纷争。和那个复杂的里头。
And then the church will definitely fall into a state of.
是，当神的儿子要神在那里要把教会带进那神所充满的那一个光景，他先在我们里面做工，叫我们尊基督为主。
So God wants to bring us into a state where we think Christ is the head.
那这个首先就在我们里面的。人要刚强起来。
And then it begins with the inner man in us being strengthened.
那你怎么知道我不尊基督为主啊？
Then how do you know I do not recognize Christ as the head?
你们怎么知道我是尊基督为主啊？
Then how do you know I recognize Christ as the head?
你说我也是尊基督为主啊。
You say, I already recognize Christ.
每一个人都会说我是尊基督为主啊。
Everyone can say, I recognize Christ as the
head. 那怎样才叫做尊基督为主？
Then what does it mean to say, I recognize Christ as the head?
结果是每一个人都是主。
As a result, everyone is their own Lord.
那结果呢？基督并没有在教会中做主。
And then as a result, Christ is not really the Lord
in church.
Then how do we know that Christ is the head in a church? We thank God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you pay
attention. 主说话总没有说的含含糊糊的。
The Lord will never speak unclearly.
所以接下去主就说了。
So right afterwards, the Lord says,
叫基督因信住在你们里面。
that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
让你们的爱心有根有基。
That you being rooted and grounded in love.
你怎么知道你的爱心有根有基呢？
How do you know that your love has roots and grounds?
你就要看那个结果了。
And then you have to see the result.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is the result?
能以和众圣徒一起。
That be able to comprehend with all things.
能以与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是如何的长阔高深。
To be able to comprehend with all the things what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of Christ.
你要认识神的那个荣耀和丰富。
If you want to know the glory and abundance of God.
你要认识基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
If you want to know how wide, how what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of Christ.
你不可能躲在那里一个人做基督徒。
Then you cannot just hide and be Christian by yourself.
你说现在教会那么复杂，我才不进去。
You say the church is so complex, I don't want to join it.
弟兄说为什么教会复杂呢？
How can a church be so complicated?
因为我要做王。
Because I want to be the king.
你也要做王。
And you also want to be
the
king.
他也要做王。
And he also wants
to be the king. 都要做王。
Everyone wants
to be the king. 怎么可能不复杂呢？
How can it not be complex?
但是弟兄姊妹们，你看到。
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们是让基督在我们里面做王，
if we allow Christ to be the king,
那就带出一个这样的结果来的。
And then it will bring out such a result.
你能与众圣徒在一起。
That you can be with all saints.
弟兄姊妹，那就是说我们给带进众圣徒的里头了。
And that is to say we are brought into all saints.
在教会的里面。
In church.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个称为基督的身体。
You see this body that is called the body of
Christ. 一个身体是借着许多不同的肢体来连接而成的。
A body is made up of many different parts.
都不是每一个肢体都相同的。
And every part is not the same.
弟兄姊妹，你说哪有眼睛？我们有两个眼睛，这两个眼睛就这眼睛就相同了吗
？You say the two eyes are the same.
你说我们每个人都有两个手背膀。
You say each one of us have two arms.
那这两个背膀就相同了嘛？
哎，哦，these two arms are the same.
弟兄姊妹，真的
？Really？
你看看我。
If you look at me.
你能发觉
？Then you will.
我一个眼睛比另一个眼睛大。
You will see that one of my eye is bigger than the other.
你不留意你就不觉得。
If you don't pay attention, then you won't.
等到你留意了，你说。等到你留意，你就说。
When you pay attention, you will.
不单是你。
Not only you.
连我都是。
I'm the same way.
用什么？你回去照个镜子看一看。
If you go home and look in the mirror.
你两个眼睛是不是一样大小
？Are your two eyes the same size?
你看看你的鼻孔。
If you look at your nose.
是不是两个鼻孔都是一样大小
？If you look at your two nostrils, are.
弟兄姊妹们，你不要以为有相同的那个肢体。
Brothers and sisters, don't think there are two same parts.
你说两个膀臂不是一样吗？
You see the two arms aren't
the same. 你量量那个长度。
If you measure
the width. 你量量那个宽度。
You measure the width.
你立刻就发觉。
You immediately find.
不一样。
They're not the same.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然是不一样。
Even though they're different.
但是是确实在一个身体里。
They all belong to the same body.
它在一个身体里。
In the same body.
就发生一个共同的功用。
And then they will have the same function.
弟兄姊妹，你不可能说。
It is impossible.
我有两个眼睛。
I have two eyes.
我看东西的时候。
When I look at.
我一个眼睛看这边。
That one eye will look that way.
我这个眼睛看这边。
And then this eye will look that way.
弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
如果真有这样的人。
If there is such a
person. 他什么都看不见。
He won't be able to see anything.
如果他看见的话。
If he sees.
那也是一堆很混乱的东西。
And then it is just a
没有一个很清楚的影像在他面前。
It is not a clear image in front.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗
？Do you see？
这个就身体。
That is called a body.
我们是不同的肢体。
We are different parts.
但是却是在一个身体里。
But we are in one body.
这一个身体。
And that one body.
乃是称为神的基督的教会。
And that is called the Church of Christ.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Therefore you see.
我们什么时候让基督在我们里面住在 住在我们里头。
Whenever we allow Christ to dwell in us,
这个很明显所带出的就是我能进到众圣徒里头。
And what clearly will result is that I can enter into all things.
众圣徒也能接纳我这个人。
And all saints can also enter.
我们彼此在主里头是互相接纳的。
And we all accept each other in.
不是在那里互相排斥的。
And we're not rejecting.
只有不在一个身体上的那些东西才会有发生排斥的。
Only when you are, only when you don't belong to the same body will you.
如果是同在一个身体里头的，不可能排斥的。
If you are in the same body, then you will not reject.
但是我们却是常常发觉，我们是活在一个彼此的排斥的里面。
But we often find ourselves living within rejection.
原因在哪里？
What is the reason?
没有让基督因信住在我里面。
We have not allowed Christ to dwell in our hearts.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当主是这样带，是主的灵是这样临着我们的时候。
When the Spirit of the Lord is guiding us,
我们进在众圣徒的里边。
We enter into all.
我们能和在Newark的圣徒们在一起。
We can be together with the saints at Newark.
我们也能和在别处在基督里的圣徒在一起。
We can also be together with saints from other places.
也虽然我们从来不认得。
Even though we never know each other.
但是因为在基督里。
But because we're in
Christ, 我们有机会碰到一起的时候
when we have the opportunity
我接纳你你接纳我
I accept you and you accept me
我们能配搭在一起
we can
来把基督的心意发表出来
we can correspond with each other to manifest
弟兄姊妹这个是教会的实际
that is the truth of the church
也是教会能成长的那一个关键
and that is the main point for the growth of the church
弟兄姊妹你留意主的话是怎么说
Pay attention to what the Lord wants.
叫基督因信住在你们里面。
That Christ may dwell in your heart.
使你们的爱心有根有基。
That you being rooted and grounded.
许多的时候，人说你这个人没爱心。
Many times people say you have no love.
人以为的爱心就是你对我好就是爱心。
People think that if you're good to me, that is called love.
我要是给你说几句你不中听的话，你就说我没爱心。
If I say a few words to you that you don't like to listen, then you say I'm
not
good.
人家都说现在实际的那个主角啊，多有爱心。
People say that there's this Buddhist organization in Taiwan that shows so much love.
但第一个我们不敢说他们没有爱。
We cannot say that. We do not dare to say that they do not love.
但是不一定是真的爱。
But it may not be true love.
只是一个爱的现象，一个表象。
It is a manifestation. It is an.
但这个表象底上是隐藏的呢。
But what is hidden behind the image of love?
我们不去批评。
We do not criticize.
但是你拿到哥林多前书十章十三章那里头来评比一下。
But if you compare to the First Corinthians chapter
13, 你立刻就发觉那个是有残缺的。
Then you will see that it is imperfect.
但是这里上说。
But here it
says, 是有根有基的。
That it has root, it is rooted and grounded.
这个有根有基的那个爱。
The love that is grounded
是领我们进到更深的地步。
It is to bring us a step further.
那是认识基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And that is to know what is the width, length, depth, and
height of the love of Christ. 那是把我们领进神在我们身上所要成全的一切。
It is to bring us into all that the Lord wants to come.
包括过去已经成全的。
Including what has already been accomplished.
现在继续在那里成全的。
What is being accomplished right now.
一直到那个成全的目的完成。
Until the purpose is accomplished at the end.
弟兄姊妹，你在地上再也没有办法找到有这样的一种光景。
You will never be able to find another such state in this world.
能叫我们看见神从创世以前就纪念了我们
to allow us to see that God has remembered us from the
不住的在那里纪念我们
He continued to remember us
直到以后的那个永远的里边仍然在那里纪念我们
and he continues to remember us into eternity
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
如果不是基督在我们里面
if it is not Christ in us
如果不是基督把我们带进众圣徒的里头，
If it is not Christ bringing us into
all things, 你像那个中世纪的那些修道士跑到一个地方里头，我只是一个人在那里生活。
If you are like the monks in the medieval time, that they just hide away and live by themselves,
我做我以为对的。
I will do what I think is right.
那我在神面前就成圣了。
And then I will be sanctified before God.
是不是没有这样的事
？Brothers and sisters, there is.
我们的主一面是叫我们看见众圣徒。
On one hand, the Lord shows us all things.
如果没有众圣徒，你在神的面前是没有一个完全的路可以走的。
Without all things, without the other things, you do not have a path to walk before the Lord.
因为只有进到众圣徒里头，才能显明那一个身体。
Because only when you enter into all things can it manifest one body.
我想我们没有办法能说我们是在身体里，但是我的功用是却不给这个身体有任何的挣扎。
I think we cannot say that I am part of this body, but I will, my function will not add to the growth of this body.
弟兄说不可能有这样的事的。
There is no such thing.
你要是在这个身体里，
If you are in this body,
你在这个身体里头就有一个很非常完全的功能。
Then you will have a perfect function in that body.
昨天晚上。
Last night.
我住在朱自由弟兄家。
I was staying at the house of Brother Chu.
在我们休息以前。
Before we rested.
朱弟兄全家都在那里有一个运动。
Brother Chu's entire family was exercising.
什么运动？
What were they exercising?
打苍蝇。
Oh, they were hitting mosquitoes.
因为好些不是 mosquito, flies.
Flies.
因为有好些苍蝇从户外飞进来了。
Because there are many flies that came in from outside.
那就去打苍蝇了。
So then they all went around.
你打苍蝇怎么打呢？
How do you hit the
fly? 当然你先要发觉它在哪里。
First you have to observe where they are.
你就拿那个苍蝇拍子打它了。
And then you will take the mosquito net and hit it.
就是那么简单的一个工作。
That is such a simple task.
你不能说我眼睛看这里。
You cannot say my eyes will look that way.
看到这里有个苍蝇，
And then I see there's a fly there.
那我就拿着苍蝇拍就凌空一拍，
And then I will take the swab and hit it in the air.
我这样就把苍蝇打了，
And then this way I can kill the fly.
这个是不可能的。
That's not right.
你看到苍蝇在那里，
If you see the fly,
眼睛的功能就告诉你说在哪里。
And then the eyes, the function of the eyes will tell you where it is.
手就举起拍子来。
And then your hand will lift up.
你就按照这个眼睛的功能所告诉你的那一个目标就打下去。
And then you will hit it to the target where in a direction.
你这个动作做到了。
After your action,
你就做成了。
And then it's done.
如果你的手的功能和眼睛那个功能不配合，
If your the function of your eyes and the function of your hands,
你打到天亮了，一个苍蝇你也打不到。
And you won't be able to hit a single fly even if you hit it until early
morning. 还有一个好事情啊。
And then there's another good thing.
那么当光喜在那里要打苍蝇的时候，
When Sister Shu was trying to hit the fly,
她女儿也在那里很用力啊。
And then their daughter was also very enthusiastic.
那弟兄说你就看到了。
And then you will see.
明明要可以打下去。
It was the, you can almost.
那女儿很高兴啊。
And then their daughter was very excited.
那里有她的动作。
She also has.
结果苍蝇还没打下去，她就把苍蝇吓跑了。
Even before the fly was hit, she already scared the fly away.
弟兄们，你看到的。
Brothers and sisters,
不管你从我们个人的身上来留意，或者从一个团体里边来留意。
Whether you pay attention on individuals or on the entire fellowship.
方石是一个人。
Mrs. Chu is a sister. Chu is one person.
加上她女儿就是一个组织咯。
And then adding her daughter, it is an.
就是一个团体咯。
It is a fellowship.
你就看到了。
And then you can't.
你所有的这个功能，如果不是完全的。配搭在一起。
If all of your functions are not coordinating with
each other, 为了一个共同的目的。
For one common goal,
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
难处一定要发生。
Then difficulties will
come. 但是感谢神。
But we thank our Lord.
这领着我们去学一个功课。
God, our Lord guides us to learn one lesson.
我们就是我们人的本性来说。
In our nature.
多一个人就多一个复杂。
That adding one person adds one complexity.
小教会复杂的问题小一点。
A smaller church has less
problems. 但是不等于说没有难处。
But doesn't mean they don't have difficulties.
办了教会就复杂更多一点。
A large church has a lot more problems.
那是复杂到一个地步，你根本就好像没有办法去处理。
It is so complex that you feel as if you cannot resolve them.
但是不管你教会是大或者小。
Whether it's a small or a large church.
如果我们被带到这一个功课的学习里。
If we are brought into this lesson tonight,
我们的眼睛只是盯牢了我们的主。
If our eyes are focused on the
Lord, 我们的心思是在那里时刻的围绕着主来有活动。
If our mind is constantly moving,
我们是在那里寻求主的喜悦。
We are there to seek the Lord's pleasure.
弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters,
从道理来说
theoretically,
不管我们有多少人
no matter how many people there are,
一千几百人
if we have more than 1,000 people,
一万两万人
we have tens of thousands,
全世界所有信主的人都合在一起
you combine all of the believers,
过去的圣徒们加上将来要来的圣徒们
you add the saints,
不管有多少的
future, no matter how
如果我们都是让基督住在我们的里面
If we all allow Christ to live in our
我们都能活在众圣徒这个事实里
Then we can all live within the reality
我们都在那里享用基督的那个长阔高深的爱
Then we are all there enjoining the width-length
弟兄姊妹们你就看到一个最后的结果
Then brothers and sisters you will see the end result
那个最后的结果是什么呢
What is the end result
你留意
Pay attention.
这样。
It says.
这个十九节，并知道这二事过于人所能测度的。
In verse 19, it says that to know the love of Christ which passes.
如果我们给带到这样的一个光景。
If we are brought to such a
state, 那个结果就出来了。
And then the results come.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
That you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
如果我们活到这个光景。
If we live in this
world, 我们在这个属灵的功课上是给带到这个地步。
If in our spiritual lessons we are brought to
要引出一个结果。
Then it brings forth a result.
神一切所充满的就充满在你们里面。
That all that God fills will be filled in you.
弟兄姊妹回应第一章那个祷告最末了那一句话，你有什么感觉？
If it responds, if you correspond this to the first prayer in chapter 1, how do you feel?
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是一切充满，是那充满万有者所充满的。
It fills all in all.
是神所宣告他要做的事。
This is God's
proclamation
of what he wants to do. And here,
便叫神一切所充满的充满在你们里面。
So that you may be filled with the fullness of God.
那是神所宣告要做的做成功。
That is what God has proclaimed being accomplished.
怎么做成功的呢？
How is it accomplished?
上面那一段话。
In the verse before.
从神借着圣灵做工在我们身上开始。
That God through the Holy Spirit does work on us.
引我们到基督因信住在我们里面。
To guide us so that the Christ may dwell in our hearts.
一步一步的把我们带进众圣徒里。
Step by step to bring us into all things.
那个结果出来了。
And the results come.
神一切所充满的就充满我们。
And the fullness of God will fill you.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
好了，现在弟兄姊妹们。
So now, brothers and sisters.
我该来要结束这一次的交通。
I have to end my fellowship this time.
从第一章到第三章。
From chapter 1 to 3.
那是神给我们。去认识他要做什么和他怎么做。
It is the Lord allowing us to understand what he wants to do and how he does it.
从第四章到第六章，那就给我们，神给我们看见，那在具体的实行上，如何在我们实际的生活里头来实行。
From chapter 4 through 6, it shows us in detail how is the execution done in our lives.
第四章到第六章 是根据第一章和第三章的那个认识所带出来的那个事情。
Chapter 4 through 6 is brought forth based on chapter 1 through 3, the execution of chapter 1 through 3.
是原则性的。Yeah, the principle.
It is the principle. It is execution of the principle.
但是你能从后那三章看见前面的三章的那一个要点在那里表达出来。
But you can see from the last three chapters expressing the key points of the first three chapters.
那里没有越过头三章里边神所发表的他的那个心意。
It does not surpass the will of God that was expressed through the first three chapters.
那这个部分弟兄姊妹原谅我，我一点都没有和弟兄姊妹们碰到。
Forgive me, I have not touched upon any of these.
但圣灵会教导弟兄姊妹们。
But the Holy Spirit will teach.
如果你乐意寻求主的心意的。
If you are willing to pursue the will of God.
一定在其中把他所想所感觉的给我们也领会。
Then the Lord will help us to understand the meaning in these chapters.
但是我不能不和弟兄姊妹要提一点。
But I cannot help to bring forth one point.
第二章的末了。
At the end of chapter 2.
神要把教会造成他的居所。
God wants to build church into his dwelling place.
第四章里面就说到神在他实行的这个带领上面要叫教会长成，满有基督长成的身量。
And then in chapter 4, the Lord says in the execution of this, he wants the church to grow to the full stature.
当教会长成满有基督身量的时候，
When church grows to the full stature of
Christ, 那就是说出教会的性质和教会所发表的性格完全和基督一个模样。
That is to say that the essence and the characteristic of the church is identical to Christ.
这样神就在教会中得着居所。
And this way, God has gained a dwelling place in church.
所以在第二章里边，你看见教会的那个建造是在现在继续进行中的。
Therefore, in chapter 2, you see the edification of church is continuously progressing.
那里的话说得很清楚，告诉我们。
There, the words are very clear.
渐渐成为主的圣殿。
To slowly be the temple of God.
比如说你留意的，既然是渐渐的成为，就是那个事情还在进行中。
You see, it is gradually happening, so it is still happening now.
这现在还不是终点。
So now it is not the end.
现在还是在那个过程里。
You're still in the process.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
教会要成为神的居所。
In order for church to be the dwelling place of God.
教会要长成满有基督长成的身量。
Church has to grow to the full stature of Christ.
你说看教会的光景。
You say if you look at the state of church.
怎么可能给带到这个地步？
How can it be brought to this state?
没有办法。
It's impossible.
对不对？
Right?
如果你要看眼见的那个环境，
If you only look at what you, the environment your eyes can see,
那个结果绝对是这样。
Then the end result is definitely
this. 但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, I think you will find one thing.
我们都知道。
We all know.
我们的主一定要再来。
Our Lord will come again.
现在地上所发生各种各样的光景，是不是显明主快来？那这个我们盼望是，但是不一定马上就来。
All these things that are happening in the world, we hope our Lord will come soon, but it may not be so soon.
但是我们的主一定再来。
But He will definitely come again.
那但主什么时候来？
So when will the Lord come?
那这个是没有人知道。
This no one knows.
我们知道是主来信。
We know that the Lord's coming is near.
但是准确的是在那个时候呢？
But what is the precise time?
我们要一个人很明确的知道，主也明说这个事情是不可能预先知道。
Then none of us can clearly know, and the Lord has told us that none of us would know.
但是有一件事情我们是知道的。
But one thing we do know.
什么时候主回来呢？
When will the Lord return?
教会长成的时候主就回来。
When the church grows to the full stature.
那怎教会怎么能长成呢？
How can church grow to
the full stature? 这是我们现在心思上的呢困扰。
That is troubling us in our hearts.
看见教会你就觉得教会根本不可能有长成的可能。
You look at the church and you say it is impossible for the church to grow to the full stature.
因为我们说你在哪个时候看到教会有一个完全的那个光景。
We say, when have you seen church in a perfect state?
但现在没有。
There isn't one now.
在教会历史里头也没有。
There was none in the.
往后的日子我们看不见，但是相信历史没有，在将来也恐怕也没有。
We cannot see into the future, but we can say since there was none in the history, it is unlikely there will be one in the future.
既然都没有，那怎么？怎么教会能长成？
If there is none, then how can church grow to the full stature?
那我们就马马虎虎、拖拖拉拉就好了。
And then we would just slowly and sloppily.
反正维持着啊，我信主，主主爱我，主救我就够了。
And then we maintain it at the point of, I've been saved and the Lord loves me.
弟兄姊妹们，不能这样想。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot think.
我们要从神的心思里边去。接触这个问题。
We have to touch upon this problem from the Lord.
主花了那么多话来说出他那永远的旨意。
The Lord has used all these words to speak about His eternal
will. 他不是跟我们说说而已的。
He's not just speaking to us.
他是实际在那里做的。
He is realistically.
我们看得见主在做。
The structure we see is doing it.
如果我们看不见，我们的主还是在那里做。
If we cannot see, the Lord is still doing it.
但是问题就是说，你要知道主怎么做。
But the question is, you have to know how the Lord is doing it.
我们不知道主怎么做，我们就用我们的思想来决定主怎么做。
We do not know how the Lord is working, therefore we use our mind to determine.
那你永远都有一个结论，做不成。
And then you will always come to the conclusion that it is impossible.
我不能很详细和弟兄姊妹们提。
I cannot mention it in detail.
但是我不能和弟兄姊妹只说到神的永远的旨意，而却留给弟兄姊妹们一个空白的心思在那里说，这个事情只能说不能做。
I cannot talk to you about the will of God, but leave you empty as so that you think it is impossible to accomplish this will.
弟兄姊妹，我们先要了知注意。
We first have to pay attention.
什么时候主会回来？
When will the Lord return?
我们都知道教会长成他就回来。
When the church grows to the full stature, he will return.
那教会什么时候长成呢？
So when will the church grow to the full
stature? 教会怎么样的光景叫做长成呢？
At what state can church
grow to the full stature? 如果像我们目前的各地的那个光景，那叫做教会长成吗？
At the state of these local churches, can it be called grown to the full stature?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神不是根据我们的感觉。
God does not act according to our
feelings. 神不是根据我们的数算。
God does not act according to our
calculations. 神是根据他自己的定义。
God is according to His own.
我想提两点，弟兄姊妹们，你非常容易体会的。
I want to point out two points that you can easily understand.
神的话给我们看到。
God's words have shown us.
教会给带到这样的一个光景，那主就回来。
That when church has been brought to such a state and the Lord will return first,
得救的人数填满。
That the number of believers is complete.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道多少人得救了，救的人数填满呢？
Do you know how many people it takes for the number to
be complete? 你不知道，我不知道。
You don't know, and I don't know.
这个数字不在我们的统治里。
This number is out of the reach of our calculation.
但是这个数字确实是在神的掌握里，
But this number is within the control
也在神的鉴察里。
And it is within God's examination.
神晓得哪一个是最后得救的人。
God knows who is the last person.
所以当哪一个最后得救的人出现的时候，主说教，主神就说教会已经到了成长的地步。
when the last person is saved, then God would say that the church has already grown to the full stature.
这是第一点。
That's the first point.
第二点,
the second point.
不是光是看人数,
it is not only according to the
number. 人数是一个数量,
the number is just
教会的长成要有数量,
the growth of the church has to have
numbers. 同时更要有质量,
it has to have quantity, but at the same time has
什么叫做质量呢?
What is quality?
那就是以弗所书四章里面所提的,
it is mentioned in Ephesians chapter
4. 教会要长成满有基督长成的身量,
it has to grow to the full stature of Christ.
那就是说教会像基督了,
that is to say the church is like Christ.
生命丰富到一个地步, 与基督相似了,
the life is abundant to a point that it is similar to Christ.
发表的一切出来是和基督所要发表的完全一致咯。
What it manifests is identical to what Christ manifests.
那到了这样的一个地步,
when you come to this point,
教会就长成基督的身量。
And then the church has grown to the point.
当教会给带到这个地步,
when to be brought to this point,
一面是得救的人数填满,
on one hand, the number of people,
一面是基督的生命的丰富, 在教会里边显明,
on the other hand, the abundance of the Christ life must be manifested in the church. And then the church is going to be full
stature.
And then at that time,
主就回来了,
then the Lord will return.
有什么你说这样就困扰了。
And then brothers and sisters, you will say this is trouble.
如果要得救的人数填满, 这个还比较简单,
if you want the number of people who are saved to be complete,
因为我们就拼我们的力气去传福音, 那总有一天得救的人数填满,
then we will do all we can to preach the gospel, and then one day the number will be complete.
这个世代拼得满, 我们 子孙的那一代也都会要填满,
if in our generation it cannot be accomplished, then in our descendants' generation it cannot be.
因为神既然定规了一个数目在那里, 这个数目一定是多一个得救的人就接近那个得救的数字,
if the Lord has already set a number, then each additional person that's saved, then you're closer to that number.
这个没有困难,
that's not the difficulty.
困难是教会的那个质量,
the problem is the quality of church.
比如说你怎么能看到教会的质量达到主自己的那个生命的丰富呢?
How can you see the quality of the church reaches the abundance of the Lord's life?
我不能很详尽地和弟兄姊妹们在剩下的十来秒钟里边说得清楚,
I cannot clearly explain this in the next few seconds.
但是我要让弟兄姊妹要看见一件事实,
but I want you to see a truth.
得救的人数是怎么计算的?
How do you calculate the number of people who are saved?
从五旬节圣灵降临那一天开始,
starting with the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit,
一直算到主回来的前一刻,
to count until the moment before the Lord comes back again.
这个数字是累积上来,
this number is accumulated.
同样的,
same way,
生命的丰富也是这个累积上来的,
the abundance of life is also accumulated.
你说就是累积上来,
you say even if it is,
教会的质量上面总是赶不上主吧,
the quality of the church can never reach up to the Lord.
这一点总是有困扰啊,
this point is always troubling.
那弟兄姊妹们, 原谅我只是提出那个问题, 没有 详细的和弟兄姊妹去看见那个问题,
so forgive me for bringing up this question, but without,
但是只要你看见是累积的这一个点就好了,
but if you can see it is a point of accumulation, then that's good.
当弟兄姊妹你读启示录七封书信的时候,
when you read the seven letters in the book,
你看到在七封书信的里边, 我们的主都在向各种各样类型的教会, 得胜的教会, 失败的教会, 都有一个共同的呼召。
Then you will see that in those seven letters, our Lord has a common calling to all of these churches who have failed or who have overcome.
呼召什么呢?
What is he calling?
呼召教会里的得胜者。
To call the overcomers in the church.
什么叫做得胜者呢?
What is called an overcomer?
就是有少数的人。
It is a minority.
他们一直是坚持站立在主的一边的。
They steadfast stand on the side of
the Lord. 不管是眼见的环境怎么的变化。
No matter how the environment changes,
他们一直是拣选主做他们的主。
They constantly choose the Lord to be their Lord.
一直是依靠主喜悦做他们的心志。
In their mind, they constantly seek to please the Lord.
一直以完成神的旨意做他们追求的目标。
And they constantly set their goal to seek the Lord's will.
这就是得胜者。
That is an overcomer.
那得胜者又怎么样呢？
What happens if you're an overcomer?
他们在主面前就接受神的赏赐。
And before the Lord, they will accept the Lord's reward.
我们留意了。
We pay attention.
得胜者们所承受的奖赏。
The reward these overcomers have inherited.
你留意七封书信里边所提到的。
If you pay attention to what's mentioned in the seven letters,
就是基督丰满的七方面。
Then it is the seven aspects of the abundance of Christ.
那也就是说。
And then in another word,
七个教会的得胜者从七个不同的方面把基督的丰满接过来成为教会的丰满。
The overcomers in these seven churches will bring the seven different aspects of Christ's abundance to bring it together to be the abundance of the church.
那这样一来，弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
In this way, you see.
得救的人数是如何累积上来的？
How is the number of people who are saved accumulated? 基督的
丰满在教会里，也是借着每一个世代里边的教会的得胜者把它累积起来的。
Then the abundance of Christ in church is also accumulated by the overcomers throughout different generations.
我不能再交通下去了。
I cannot continue with the
fact. 但是我必须让弟兄姊妹你看到。
But I must allow you to see.
当看到神那永远的旨意这样发表的时候。
When you see the expression of God's eternal will expressed in
Christ. 我们是在求神，借着他那赐人智慧和启示的灵，在我们里面做工到一个地步。
We ask the Lord so that the Holy Spirit of revelation and of wisdom and revelation can work in us to a point.
一面吸引我们做一个传福音的人。
To on one hand attract us to be someone who
preaches the gospel. 一面也吸引我们去追求做教会的得胜者。
And then on the other hand, help us to pursue to be the overcomer.
就神在教会里头这两个累积。
So that for God, these two accumulations.
量的累积。
The accumulation of quantity,
值得累积,
and the accumulation of quality,
都给带到神所要的那一个定规,
can all be brought to what the Lord has said.
教会长成了,
and then the church is grown to full stature.
就可以完成了,
and then the Lord's God's will can
accomplish. 那个时候不仅是蒙恩得救的教会在基督里成为一,
it is, and then not only will the churches who are saved through self-grace
are united into one, 万有也因着教会的这一个一给带进在基督里同归于一。
And then all things will be brought into one because of the church.
但愿神的儿女们知道，我们今天信主，不是只是在那里接受一个赦罪的恩典。
I pray that brothers and sisters will know that we are not here only to receive the salvation of sin.
乃是去接受一个荣耀的差遣。
But it is to receive a glorious calling.
一面是进入神荣耀的旨意。
On one hand, to enter into God's glorious will.
一面是去让神得着成全他永远的计划的那一个依据。
And on the other hand, it is to enter into the evidence of God fulfilling His will.
但愿主恩待我们。
We pray that the Lord will be gracious to us. 我们祷告。Let's pray.
主啊，你的话向人解开的时候，
Lord, when your words are open to men,
我们承认是会带给我们心思上许许多多的困扰。
We admit that it will bring much troubling to our minds.
我们没有办法能脱离这许多的困扰。
We cannot escape from these troubling.
但是你能借着圣灵的光照，澄清我们在你的荣耀的旨意。
But through the enlightening of the Holy Spirit, you can bring us into your will.
叫一切在基督以外的人事物都从我们的眼前朦胧起来。
so that all things and all things, people and matters outside of Christ can be veiled before us.
只剩下你儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，在我们的眼前是明亮的。
So that the only thing that is enlightened before our eyes is your Son, Jesus Christ.
主，你向我们宣告了你自己的安排。
Lord, you have proclaimed to us your own plan.
我们相信你能成就你所有一切的安排。
We believe you will be able to fulfill all of your plans.
但是我们更求你，让我们有一个明亮的眼睛来看见，来认识，有爱慕来跟上你的安排。
We ask you to give us a will to be able to follow and to pursue and to love what you have set before us.
主啊，我们知道我们不大可能。
Lord, we know that it is impossible for us.
但是我们相信你能使我们能。
But Lord, we believe that you can make it happen for us.
就是我们一同来仰望你。
Therefore, together we look up to you.
但愿我们的主，你叫你自己的荣耀和丰富，可以在教会中，并在基督耶稣里显明，直到永远。
Lord, we pray that you yourself will make your glory and abundance be shown in church into eternity.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.